I'm pleased to have in the studio today Dr. Duke Thompson. He's the president of the Maryland Conservatory of Music and also a musifier, Duke, help me out here, of
musifier.
Lincoln. Musifier, yes. Of Lincoln's life. So tell us, it's a good segue, tell us, what is a musifier?
Well, a musifier is one who uses the vehicle of music to tell a story or to portray a person or an event. And in this case, I do portray Lincoln through music, which was one of his great loves, which people do not know that. They don't know about that.
Why Lincoln? I know people cannot see you right now, so explain to them maybe why you chose Lincoln.
Well, I certainly have the physical kind of similarity to Lincoln. I'm 6'6". He was 6'4". I'm tall and thin with a long neck. He was tall and thin with a long neck. And when I put on a beard, it's funny, I was in Havity Grace as Lincoln a few years ago, and somebody walked up to me and said, you know, Duke, you look more like Lincoln than Lincoln looks like Lincoln. Anyway,
thank you.
Physically, I think I have the similarity to that. But the other reason I am doing the musification of Lincoln is because I am a pianist and a musician, and in 2009, at Lincoln's 200th birthday, I was in Gettysburg, and I went to an event where somebody had set the Gettysburg Address to music, and I listened to it. It was right there, and I went there because I've always been a big fan of Lincoln and obviously music, and I said, I wonder what Lincoln would have thought of that, someone setting his Gettysburg Address to music. So I looked into it, I did a lot of research, and I found out that Lincoln, probably more than any other president and more than most people, has a rapport and relationship with music that is uncanny. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely, right from childhood, when his mother would sing to him, hold him in her arms and sing to him, and his love of music and his bonds with music just did nothing but strengthen throughout his life.
Now you have an event. You're going to use your likeness of Lincoln and your talent at a concert on November the 8th.
Yes, November 8th, with the Historical Society of Harford County and the Town of Bel Air. We are doing actually two events. The first one is on November 8th, and the second one is next April, April 18th. And there are two events where Lincoln will be telling his life through music, and they are to celebrate the 150th birthday of the end of the Civil War. Carol Dybul approached me about this about a year ago, and Dave Gelati up at the Armory in the town of Bel Air, and we've been getting together, and we're going to put on these two shows. The first one is November 8th at the Armory. And it will go from his early life up through Gettysburg. And then the second concert on April 18th will go from Gettysburg, not just through the end of his life, but through his legacy as well.
So how did you pick the music, the pieces of music? Would you go back and figure out which ones you think he would have liked at these periods in his life?
I didn't really think that way. For instance, Amazing Grace is one of the pieces on the program. And Amazing Grace obviously has a lot of connection to slavery and the freedom of the slaves through John Newton, who wrote the hymn Amazing Grace. A lot of the music is also music that I wrote myself, and I wrote it after I had started doing these Lincoln shows, and they portray Lincoln's sadness, his happiness, through different events in his life. For instance, when his son Willie died in the White House in 1862 at the age of 11, Lincoln was devastated. He wept into tears, and he had to be the president during the Civil War, and his son had just died. So I wrote a piece which is very deep and profound in terms of expressive sorrow. So there's a lot of that in there. I mean, we really are expressing what happened with Lincoln personally, as well as a politician, as the President of the United States.
I'm talking with Dr. Duke Thompson. He's the president of the Maryland Conservatory of Music, and he also is a musifier of Abraham Lincoln's life. So we're talking about his concert coming up on November the 8th, and also most folks probably know that the Booth home is in Bel Air, and so I understand that John Wilkes Booth might show up at the concert?
Well, if he does, he will be friendly, and I will be friendly. Lincoln will be friendly. It will be a friendly kind of a resolution to that angst that existed way back in 1865 and even before that. Yes, there may be some Booths there. There's certainly going to be General Grant, and his wife Julia will be there, and other reenactors at the event. So, yeah, November 8th is a good event coming up.
You also have another event coming up in November where you'll be playing Lincoln called the President's Ball. So tell us about that.
Yes, on November 22nd, also at the Armory, the Maryland Conservatory of Music, of which I'm the president, will be holding the annual gala, which it's $100 a person, and it's top shelf, this, that, and everything. I'm going to be going as Lincoln because that's who I should go as. We're inviting anyone to come, as women to come as first ladies. One person said that she might come as Marilyn Monroe, who was, of course, JFK's lady friend. And somebody said they might even come as John Wilkes Booth. Somebody said they might come as Monica Lewinsky.
So anything to do with a president.
Any presidency, all the way back to Dolly Madison and George Washington, all the way up to the present day. So yeah, we're inviting. It's called the President's Ball. Everyone to come, anyone to come. Pairings Bistro will be catering it. We have top shelf music, everything. It's at the Armory on November the 22nd. And, yes, I will be Lincoln, and I hope I'm not the only Lincoln. I hope four or five other people come as Lincoln, and I hope there's four or five George Washingtons. And I already know there's three JFKs coming, so it's going to be a really fun day. And Dolly Madison's, and, you know, there's going to be Jackie Onassis's. I just met another Jackie Onassis who's going to be coming, so it should be a lot of fun.
Well, let's review where people can find out about both events. The November 8th event, that is a benefit for the Historical Society of Harford County, and that is you'll be playing Lincoln's Life and Legacy. It's called a musical and historical masterpiece in two parts, celebrating the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. So where can folks go to get more information about that?
Well, they could call the Historical Society of Harford County or the town of Bel Air, or they could call the Maryland Conservatory of Music, 443-243-7265. Tickets for the November 8th event are online, and you can find us online at harfordhistory.net. And the other one is the same number for the other event on November 22nd. That same number can give information for both events. So, yeah, and the website, musicismagic.com, has information on both events as well, musicismagic.com.
Well, Dr. Duke Thompson, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. My pleasure.